Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Over the past few weeks we've seen significant movement across the open source software ecosystem, with both encouraging advances and some concerning setbacks, especially for Linux environments. To start, one of the more pressing issues right now is the situation with orphaned Intel software packages in both Debian and Ubuntu systems. After a recent restructuring at Intel, we're seeing several previously maintained packages become neglected, including widely used ones like Axel Config and Katengine. These packages are key for squeezing optimal performance from Intel hardware. But now there's no clear maintainer to guarantee their upkeep and integration into major Linux distributions. This lack of maintenance is more than an inconvenience. It puts developers and everyday users in a tricky spot, especially those relying on specific Intel features for their daily computing. Outdated or even unmaintained packages make it easy for security issues to persist or for bugs to go unaddressed, all while users simply try to get work done. For organizations deploying Linux in mission-critical environments, the absence of trusted maintainers complicates everything from support to updates. It's a challenge the open-source community will need to address quickly, whether through new contributors stepping in or organizations backing the essential packages they depend on. Turning now to more upbeat news, the latest Linux kernel release, version 6.18, carries performance enhancements and technological updates that promise tangible improvements across the board. The standout in this release may well be the significant work on the F2FS file system, an area of the kernel that has grown ever more important, especially for Android devices and SSD-heavy systems. Specifically, F2FS gains new hashing methods for file name lookups, which means users can expect snappier, more reliable performance in day-to-day file operations. There's also better block allocation and smarter ways of merging write operations, paving the way for even more robust performance in the future. These improvements aren't just theoretical either. Android phones in particular stand to benefit from faster loading times and more efficient use of onboard storage. Another area seeing notable progress in Linux 6.18 is IOMMU, or Input-Output Memory Management Units, crucial components for handling data across heterogeneous hardware. Intel, AMD, Apple, and RISC-V platforms all get driver updates aimed at bolstering standards compliance, efficiency, and overall reliability. Notably, Intel's VTD driver has been refined for full-spec compliance, while the RISC-V implementation catches up with support for new kernels and applications, making it easier for developers across all corners to keep their systems running smoothly. A further highlight, the 6.18 kernel introduces sophisticated protections against DDoS attacks, a growing concern for both enterprise users and anyone operating Linux servers in production. These patches boost server throughput for IPv6 UDP packet handling by a stunning 47% under simulated attack conditions, or by refining how UDP reception is managed in the kernel network stack. It's the kind of under-the-hood improvement that won't show up in fancy graphics, but for those who depend on rock-solid stability, say, for corporate networks or busy web services, it's a genuine leap forward. Not to be outdone, the Linux kernel has also tuned up its handling of network file systems with practical enhancements to both the SMB3 client and the KSMBD server components. These protocols are essential for businesses and home users alike, who need seamless, reliable access to remote files and storage, particularly in mixed-platform environments. Faster file transfers, smarter caching, and more robust handling of edge cases will make a tangible difference for anyone syncing large files or running production file servers on Linux. That brings us to a string of notable application updates, starting with the revival of CairoDock, now in version 3.6, ready to cater to modern displays and Wayland-based environments. CairoDock was dormant for several years, but its new release brings full Wayland support and proper rendering on HIDPI screens, making it relevant again for users after a slick, customizable desktop experience. Its comeback provides fresh energy to desktop customization circles, opening up new possibilities for users who want their Linux environments to be as unique as their workflows. On another front, system administrators and power users will want to check out ISD version 0.6, which delivers both stability improvements and expanded functionality to this systemd management interface. ISD makes it much easier to manage systemd units, whether you're enabling, disabling, or troubleshooting services, all in a simple keyboard-friendly text environment. With this release, ISD demonstrates just how lively the command line ecosystem still is, providing tangible value for anyone running headless servers or working remotely. Speaking of compatibility, Let's not skip over the headline from the Wine Project, which just landed its 10.16 release, complete with a major step forward in Windows application support on Linux. The headline feature here is NTSYNC, an advanced synchronization driver that significantly boosts application speed and compatibility for programs depending on Windows sync mechanisms. Not only does this make Wine more stable and faster, but it enables a broader set of Windows programs to run natively on Linux, benefiting users with diverse software needs. Gamers, creative professionals, or anyone wishing to break away from the Windows ecosystem now have yet another reason to take a fresh look at Linux as a daily driver. One of the bigger transitions in the open source world, though, is the ongoing migration from MySQL to MariaDB, brought on by Oracle's stewardship of MySQL and the growing concern among users over transparency and future direction. MariaDB was founded by original MySQL developers, determined to keep the project open and community-focused, and today it stands as more than just a drop-in replacement. It's considered an upgrade by many organizations. Open source development, frequent feature updates, and performance improvements are giving MariaDB a reputation for being not just the safe choice, but the smart one for enterprises wanting to future-proof their infrastructure. The MariaDB Foundation encourages organizations not just to view the transition as a simple swap, but as an opportunity for evolution, leveraging the fresh expertise of engineers making the jump from MySEPTI. For those planning migrations, the advice is clear. Treat MariaDB as the next step, not just a fallback, and make use of the tools and documentation designed to ease every part of the process. Beyond databases, the question of security has never been more pressing, and the Signal messaging platform is leading the way, with a rollout of new encryption mechanisms designed to withstand future threats, including quantum computing. The new protocol, dubbed SPQR, is engineered for forward secrecy, ensuring that even if criminals or state actors somehow harvest today's encrypted signal traffic, those messages will remain safe, even if future computers become far more powerful. It's a strong reminder that open source communications tools aren't just keeping pace with proprietary systems, they're setting new standards on privacy and trust. The arms race over keeping personal conversations secure won't slow down anytime soon, but it's good to see projects like Signal investing now in post-quantum security for real-world users. Shifting gears, let's talk about software in the automotive world, where Tesla continues to set the standard when it comes to over-the-air software updates for vehicles. Tesla launched this capability back in 2012, and it's now become one of the defining features of their vehicles, allowing rapid improvements, bug fixes, and even new features without a dealership visit. While roughly 69 million vehicles in the US now support some form of OTA update, traditional automakers are still lagging behind, often relying on annual updates that struggle to keep up with the pace of innovation. This makes a huge difference not just for convenience but also for safety, as rapid updates can address security issues or performance problems before they escalate into bigger headaches for drivers. However, there's a catch. With this increased reliance on software comes risk, and in 2024 alone, we've seen vehicle recalls due to software issues rise by 35%. This spike highlights just how complex and critical the software layer has become in modern vehicles, and why automakers need to invest in robust testing and agile development. Tesla's head start in this area is exposing the growing pains of legacy carmakers, many of whom are just beginning to grapple with the realities of shipping regular software updates to millions of customers. Ultimately, the edge will go to the companies willing to invest in continuous integration, comprehensive QA, and responsive patching. Wrapping up, it's clear that the open source landscape is as dynamic and fast-paced as ever, full of fresh challenges and opportunities for growth. Whether you're a developer worried about unmaintained Intel packages, a sysadmin intrigued by the latest kernel boosts, or a business leader mapping out your migration to MariaDB, staying informed has never been so essential. It's only by acknowledging both the risks, like orphan software and increased attack vectors, and the benefits, such as improved security protocols and new productivity tools, that we can make the most of what open source offers. The community's continued commitment to innovation, transparency, and user empowerment will no doubt ensure Linux and the broader open source movement remain at the forefront of technology in the years to come. Thanks for listening.